Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, May 6th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know, 20 years ago, today, in 2004, the final episode of the television sitcom Friends aired and was watched by more than 52 million viewers. The show lasted 10 seasons with 236 episodes. Shockingly, as one of the most popular shows before the streaming era began, this episode doesn't make the list of top 25 most watched episodes of all time. The Apollo 11 moon landing had over 125 million viewers, and the MASH series finale had over 105 million. Yowza! So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 49 degrees with 6 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 7:49, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:31. It looks like we're in for a slight chance of showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of showers after 10 a.m., and patchy fog before 11. Otherwise, partly sunny, with a high near 73, and wind of 6 to 8 mph. Chance of precipitation is 30%, with new rain amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly before 7. Mostly cloudy, with a low around 53. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 10:30 a.m., with a low tide at 4:30 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 50 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny and warm, with a high near 76 degrees. A chance of showers arise Wednesday and continues through Friday. Wednesday will be mostly cloudy, with a high near 67. Thursday and Friday will be mostly cloudy and cooler, with highs in the upper 50s to near 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston celebrates its first ever Asian Restaurant Week, starting last week and running until May 11th. This event features dozens of top Asian-owned eateries across the city, including fast casual and fine dining options. Participating restaurants are highlighting 3 signature dishes for the week. Diners who order these dishes will receive digital stamps, which can be collected and exchanged for raffle entries. Prizes include gift cards and exclusive swag like an Asian Restaurant Week apron. This culinary showcase offers a unique opportunity to explore and support the local Asian restaurant community. You can find more details at bostoneater.com. Now on to sports. Shohei Ohtani delivered an outstanding performance for the Dodgers, hitting 2 home runs Sunday against the Braves, contributing to a 5-1 win, and completing a 3-game series sweep. One of his homers was a monumental 464-foot shot, marking one of the longest in Dodger Stadium's history. Ohtani's current season stats include a leading .364 batting average and 1.11 on-base percentage plus slugging, showcasing his significant impact in his first season with the Dodgers amidst high expectations and past controversies. In local sports, The Red Sox on the road beat the Twins 9-2. And tonight, the Bruins kick off the second round of the National Hockey Playoffs on the road in Florida, taking on the Panthers. In top news, recent global weather patterns, supercharged by record-breaking global temperatures, are causing unusual and extreme rainfall across various regions, from East Africa to southeastern Australia. This has led to devastating floods and infrastructure challenges. As the planet warms, the atmosphere holds more moisture, contributing to more intense and frequent downpours. This shift in climate raises concerns about future infrastructure resilience, economic impact on insurance and agriculture, and the need for global adaptation to a potentially wetter environment. Sounds like it's time to invest in umbrella stocks. In business news, this week, the market will focus on several key events, including earnings reports from major companies like Disney, Palantir, and Uber. Additionally, Apple will potentially unveil a new iPad at its Let Loose product event on Tuesday. Federal Reserve officials are set to discuss economic conditions, which could provide insights into future monetary policies. Updates on consumer sentiment and lending standards will also be important. These elements combine to provide a comprehensive overview of potential market movements and economic health indicators for the week. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $64,000. Ethereum is $3,100. And Solana is $147. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers have discovered what might be the deepest blue hole on Earth, the Tom Jaw Blue Hole, located underwater near the Mexico-Belize border. Previously thought to be the second deepest, recent studies suggest it extends at least 1,400 feet below sea level. Intriguingly, it could be connected to a vast network of underwater caves, potentially harboring undiscovered marine biodiversity. This blue hole and its unexplored depths highlight the vast unknowns of our planet's oceanic environments. And in entertainment news, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny exceeded its budget by $100 million, according to financial statements from the production company. The film starring Harrison Ford faced significant costs, notably $79 million on post-production alone, to create de-aged visuals of Ford. Despite the high expenditure, the movie underperformed at the box office, earning $384 million, which was lower than its predecessors when adjusted for inflation. Consequently, Disney experienced a substantial financial loss, with estimates suggesting a $143 million shortfall. Bummer, I liked the movie. That'll work on that budgeting, though. After all, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from one of our favorite Friends characters, Joey Tribbiani.
And finally, our biggest item of the night, the 22-foot Gentleman's Day Sailor sailboat. The winning bid was a whopping $20,000.
I won! That was my guess!
What?
I guess 20,000!
Joey, it is an auction. You don't guess, you buy.
What?
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.